Auntie, are you suggesting that I had something to do with ruining that kimono? Hatsumomo said. Why would I do such a thing? Everyone knows how you hate Mameha, Auntie told her. You hate anyone more successful than you. Does that suggest I ought to be extremely fond of you, Auntie, since you're such a failure?
There'll be none of that, said Mother. Now you listen to me, Hatsumomo. You don't really think anyone is empty-headed enough to believe your little story. I won't have this sort of behavior in the Okya, even from you. I have great respect for Mameha. I don't want to hear of anything like this happening again. As for the kimono, someone has to pay for it. I don't know what happened last night, but there's no dispute about who was holding the brush. The maid saw the girl doing it. The girl will pay, said Mother, and put her pipe back into her mouth. Now Granny came out of the reception room and called a maid to fetch a bamboo pole.
Chiyo has enough debts, said Auntie. I don't see why she should pay Hatsumomo's as well.
We've talked about this enough, Granny said. The girl should be beaten and made to repay the cost of the kimono, and that's that. Where's the bamboo pole?
I'll beat her myself, Auntie said. I won't have your joints flaring up again, Granny. Come along, Chiyo.
Auntie waited until the maid brought the pole and then led me down to the courtyard. She was so angry her nostrils were bigger than usual and her eyes were bunched up like fists. I'd been careful since coming to the Okya not to do anything that would lead to a beating. I felt hot suddenly, and the stepping stones at my feet grew blurry. But instead of beating me, Auntie leaned the pole against the storehouse and then limped over to say quietly to me,
What have you done to Hatsumomo? She's bent on destroying you. There must be a reason, and I want to know what it is.
I promise you, Auntie, she's treated me this way since I arrived. I don't know what I ever did to her.
Granny may call Hatsumomo a fool, but believe me, Hatsumomo is no fool. If she wants to ruin your career badly enough, she'll do it. Whatever you've done to make her angry, you must stop doing it.
I haven't done anything, Auntie, I promise you.
You must never trust her, not even if she tries to help you. Already she's burdened you with so much debt, you may never work it off.
I don't understand, I said, about debt.
Hatsumomo's little trick with that kimono is going to cost you more money than you've ever imagined in your life. That's what I mean about debt.
But how will I pay?